Morning, everybody, and we thank the Lord for having a nice and sunny day without snow. So that's really lovely. And we welcome you all to PBC, and we invite you, if you are the first time to come to this church, to know this is a warm and family church, and hopefully you can see us again. And there is a badge in the pew, and please just pass it around and sign your name. And even if you are a member, we like also to see your name on this badge. Announcement of today, unfortunately, I will be away from March 4th to 11th. I will be with my family. And as we know, today we are enjoying the two wonderful sacraments of our church, the baptism of Sebastian Mahfouz Joachim. And also, we all invited to come to the Lord table where we could serve as a children of God. My last announcement will be the interim study committee. Please look at inside the bulletin and look around, and you will find something about the interim study committee. There is a lot of things, but I'm going to say this is a wonderful thing you could be involved with, and this is something, if you are really interested and you have the time, pray and think and let me know as soon as possible. And if you can't, but you really have the energy and you have the vision to tell us something about being as a church going through this interim time, so do not hesitate to be one of what we call the advisory committee, which is you can be in and out anytime. You can just give us your feedback, let me know, and I will pass this information to the interim study committee. Do not forget, after worship, we'll have the fellowship hour after in the Hope Room, so you can share in a conversation and enjoy our coffee and whatever you can find beside the coffee, too. And the last thing is the college fellowship will be after worship, too, so to remind you about the college fellowship and downstairs. And the session meeting just said on the bulletin 7, but it's actually 7:30. So if you can fix it, people, on the session meeting, it's actually 7:30 p.m. Any other announcements?
I have three announcements. One is, if you haven't opened the Providence Journal, our own Ed Fitzpatrick has a great article in there. Does anybody know what our state is now going to, the bill is up, what we're going to be called? Okay, I can't, okay. All right, the second one is, in all seriousness, Russ Miller, I see he's here. If you are over 60 like I am, and I guess Russ is, please get your shots for, what is it, Russ? Shingles, right? It's because I had bad chicken pox, okay? She doesn't like me talking.
I know there are lots of announcements this morning and lots happening. And where did Jenny go? She moved.
This afternoon at 4 p.m., the Outreach Steering Committee is hosting a informational meeting about Chisefu Theological Seminary and the Farm Project, which is in Zambia. Nancy Collins has helped us make this connection with this seminary, and we've been supporting them over the past few years in alternative giving. They are, we recently have had a grant with a few other churches they're going through a capital campaign right now to start to build this farm project as a way of helping the ministers support themselves and making cultural connections with the community. So we're inviting anyone who's interested to come this afternoon and learn more about that project, and we're hoping that some folks from some other churches will be coming too. So we're trying to spread information about this through the presbytery. And at the end of the month, on Friday, March 22nd, we're having a 20s and 30s gathering at 6 p.m. If you didn't get the e-vite, come see me or give me your email address, and we'll make sure you get on that list.
You can also write your email address on the the brown welcome pads, and we will make sure that you're added to that list.
For all high school students, grade 9 through 12, next month is April, which is Johnsonburg trip, April 19th through 21st. You have until 2 weeks when we meet for Sunday school to bring your permission slip and the $20 deposit. If there's an issue with the deposit, let me know, let Phil know, let Chris know. We will find you money.
Good morning. I just wanted to, I'll come this way so you don't have to crane your necks.
We'll follow her.
I just want to let you know, first of all, there's a flyer in the Hope Room of all our Lent events, because there are several going on during the season at different places and different churches. So if you need to know what's happening and where you need to be, this flyer is on the table in the Hope Room. And on the back side is also information on TNT. And for those of you who are not familiar, TNT is our Tuesday Nights Together. It is a time when we meet three Tuesday nights during the season, March 5th, March 12th, and 19th, from 6 to 8 p.m. In the first hour, we gather together for a meal. It's a potluck style. And for this coming Tuesday, the meal is a casserole theme. There is a sign-up sheet in the Hope Room for anyone who is willing to bring a casserole or a side dish or drinks. And the offerings for TNT, after the meal, we break into small groups that study various things. And for this season, we have three groups. The first is a study led by Jenny Surgener called Radical Christianity. The second group is a Bible study on the book of Exodus, led by Russ Miller. And the third group is talking about experiences in the Middle East, led by three different people. The first week will be led by Lee Vanderbon. The second week will be led by Chris Foster. And the third week will be led by Pastor Menhat. So for more information on all the groups, please read the descriptions that are on the flyer. Thanks.
Beautiful day. The nonprofit I'm working with is hosting a fundraiser this week. It's on Wednesday. Not that you don't have enough to do this week, but I put little flyers in the back. This is a storytelling event, stories of immigration and refuge. And it's an audience participation event, so we'd love it if a few of you might come and even tell your story.
And the details are also on your calendar in the bulletin this morning on that as well. Prayer, in the prayer time.
After all this busy season and busy news, let us take a deep breath. And remember, God told us these words. When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you. Remember that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And now let us sing together hymn number 488 from the Presbyterian hymnal book.
Thank you.
I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, because he is fair and just. Let us continue our prayer, confessing our sins and the time of silence. Let us pray together. Almighty God, you love us, but we have not loved you. You call, but we have not listened. We walk away from the present need, wrapped up in our own concerns. We have gone along with evil, with prejudice, warfare, and greed. God, help us to face up to ourselves, so that as you move toward us in mercy, we may repent, turn to you, and receive forgiveness through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And the Song of Confession, number 83, and verse 1. The mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting. I declare to you in the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. May the God of mercy, who forgives you all your sins, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Friends, believe the good news of the gospel. Thanks be to God.
This is the time in our worship that we share joys and concerns of the community together as we worship here and lift one another in prayer as a community and a church reaching out into the world. Are there joys and concerns this morning?
Like prayers for a friend of mine, Marcia Powers, and her family, as this is her third time in 12 years going in for a cancer surgery.
And the surgery's Wednesday, right? For Marcia Powers and her family.
Good morning. We have good news. Maybe a lot of people, they heard about it, but still maybe there is some people that didn't hear. So my mom, she wants to talk in Arabic, and I will translate for her. I'm not fluent, but I'm going to try. My mother, she wants to thank God because God made with us two miracles. The first one that he saved Maryam from death, and she is now a normal baby. And the second one, she approved to be asylum here, and God to bring her to a safety place to live.
So prayers of celebration for the approval of Jalila's asylum petition.
Just prayers for my stepmother, who she'll actually be here next week, so you all will see her. Her mother had a heart attack this week, so prayers for Mrs. Tews is her name.
Prayers for a few coworkers of mine. The first one, her name is Patty. She's been going through a very difficult time with her kids and her grandchildren, and it's really taking a toll on her now, so just prayers for her. And another one of my coworkers is going back in for a second testing for ovarian cancer, so prayers that that goes well.
We should join with the Roman Catholic Church and people of that faith around the world as they select a new pope, an important step for them, an important step for all of us.
I'm sorry, I forget to say something. I want to say, and my mom too, she wants to say thank you for all the people because you are really our family, because you always pray. And today also, I know Cheryl and the church help us even with, they make cake to celebrate for us. So that's so nice from you. We don't know where we should find like this family. It's here.
Thank you.
Continued prayers for Walter and for my brother and my sister-in-law, Kay Babcock, who this week experienced some chest pain and had trouble breathing, but they determined it was not a heart attack, but they don't know what it is.
So prayers for Kay and Bill and for Walter.
I would like prayers for someone named Nelia that I know who's going through some terrible times. She needs God's protection and God's help.
Nelia, prayers for Nelia.
We need prayers for a peaceful presidential election in Kenya. It's occurring this Monday. And also prayers for our approval by the National Adoption Committee. Our paperwork is in Kenya. And if the elections are peaceful, they are going to meet this month to approve us as the adoptive parents of Ashri. Thank you.
Thank you.
March is the month of charter school lotteries in Rhode Island, and since both of our boys will be going to new schools next year, we're anxiously waiting to find out where they'll be. So just prayers that they both end up in the schools that will be best for them.
And also for the Burundian families that we've been working with as well. I will not be with you next Sunday in worship, as I have been part for the last 3 months of an investigatory committee, and I am meeting with that church next week to report the results of our investigation, and I seek your prayers for that pastor, that church, and ourselves as we lead in this time.
I need a prayer for my husband. He's sick. He has a Bell palsy, so I need a prayer for him.
Seth. Prayers for Seth as he struggles with Bell's palsy.
Prayers for my friend Joe, who is having to have his appendix removed, and he's getting married in 3.5 weeks. So for a speedy recovery.
For Joe and speedy recovery.
Prayers for the Greencastle Presbyterian Church as they vote on very serious issues this morning among the congregation.
Let us pray. Merciful God, we thank you for the opportunity to come in front of you, not because we are worthy, but because of the grace we receive through your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for the energy we receive when we come to your house and we open our hearts and we open our minds and being honest and sincere about what really comes out of our mouth and to express our real thoughts and our real struggles. We thank you because you encouraged us to be who we are, regardless if we like it or not. And we thank you because we know in this place and in the house of the Lord, everybody has a place to find where we can feel this is home. And this is a place where we can cry and feel secure. And this is a place where we can share our joy and understanding. We will cry with people who are crying, and we'll laugh with people who are laughing. We thank you because this is about being your people, your real people, the people of everyday life. And we thank you for the gift of Jesus Christ, the one we saw doing ministry and the one we saw being on the cross, but and the one also we saw on the tomb, but also the one was resurrected and resurrected our souls and our hopes out of these tombs. We thank you, God, for your healing spirit. We thank you for all these voices we heard today. And as we lift everybody with whatever concern they mentioned, we ask you, God, to heal us as a whole. We love if you could really remove our pain and fill us with your peace. But even if pain is part of your will in our life, help us to cope with that. And help us to go and live day by day. We pray for many people here was mentioned, and I know many people maybe couldn't mention their needs and their struggles. But we know one thing, the Holy Spirit is listening, and the Holy Spirit is capable to hear everything unspoken words. We pray for Heather and for her family. Pray for to accompany them on their journey. Be with them. Give them the support and the strength they need. We pray, God, for other people we mentioned today. We pray for Tom's friend. And we pray for Nilon co-workers. Please be with them as they are really struggling with medical issues. And we know, God, you are the true healer, and you are our doctor. Help us to see your hand through everything happening in our life. Help us, God, when we put Walters and, as Judy mentioned, and her brother, and Kay and Phil. Be with them and help them to go through the hard time. We pray, God, for every names you mentioned today and we heard today. We pray for Nelia. We pray for the election overseas in Kenya. We pray to give them a peaceful election, God. Be there and be through everything happen in their future and in their present. We pray for also for the adoption process, to be with them and help them to see your hand in every step they go through it. We pray as Pastor Kiss will not be with us next week, to be with her and the other church. Give them the wisdom and the strength to help others to come out of this hard time. We pray, God, for Seth and for Jade's friend, Joe. Be with them and to heal them and comfort them. We pray for the Presbyterian vote that comes to this hard issue. Give us the wisdom and give us to be your true people who should do justice and loving and caring for everybody. We thank you, God, for the Wadiz family and for this good news. And we thank you as they saw your hand from the day one when you healed their daughter. And we thank you for Mother Jalila and for her being accepted to live in a free country and to be here. We thank you because you have been in the whole process with them. We thank you for everybody, and even the names maybe we couldn't remember to mention. But you remind us, your Holy Spirit is here and will be with us. Merciful God, accept our prayer. You are the only strength we have in every season in our life. We believe no one can take the power of our prayer away from us. You are our solid rock. You are our Savior and our Redeemer, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Children, yeah. The children, you are released now as I'm coving. Children,
no children's message this morning, straight to classes. Thanks, guys.
The Old Testament lesson is found in Psalms 63, verses 1 through 8. You can see the page numbers in the bulletin, or you can follow along on the screen, or you can just listen to me. Let us hear the speaking of God in these verses. O God, you are my God. I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you, as in a dry and weary land where there is no water. So I have looked upon you in the sanctuary, beholding your power and glory. Because your steadfast love is better than life, my lips will praise you. So I will bless you as long as I live. I will lift up my hands and call on your name. My soul is satisfied as with a rich feast, and my mouth praises you with joyful lips when I think of you on my bed and meditate on you in the watches of the night. For you have been my help, and in the shadow of your wings I sing for joy. My soul clings to you. Your right hand upholds me. And our New Testament lesson is the epistle lesson from 1 Corinthians 11:23 to 25. Again, the pages are in the bulletin, or you can follow along on the screen. Let us hear all that God is saying to us in these very familiar verses. For I received from the Lord what I also handed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you.
through the rest of this season of Lent, we will be sharing together stories of faith that speak to the ways in which we walk with God and the ways in which God is walking with us. We hope that as you enter into the church from the steps outside, that you will pause to take note of the art that leads us into this continued consideration. Will you pray with me? Gracious God, we give thanks that you walk with us, that your word guides our lives. And now may the meditations of our hearts and the words of my mouth be a blessing unto you, faithful to you, our rock and our salvation. In Christ we pray. Amen. We have the unusual opportunity today to celebrate both sacraments of the Presbyterian Church, to remember and to recognize that walking with God starts with a commitment, and it is signed and sealed in these sacraments of our faith. The sacraments are a gift from God instituted by our Lord Jesus Christ, and we embrace them in a spirit of commitment. We make a commitment for our children in bringing them forth for baptism or for ourselves at the point of our faith. Later, as we pray that our children will be confirmed by their own confessions of faith. Through communion or the Lord's Supper, we make an ongoing commitment to be grounded in our Lord Jesus Christ, to be renewed at the table that he shared with his disciples that last week of his life, to gather as one people of God, as equals, in humble service and obedience to our Lord. We come in both of these sacraments to bring our whole selves to God as we worship together, to experience the grace that is communion with Christ himself. Presbyterians believe that the sacraments of baptism and the Lord's Supper are God's acts of sealing the promises of faith within the community of faith as the congregation worships, and include the response of the faithful to the word proclaimed and enacted in the sacraments. Not my words, but the words of the constitution of our church. And yet, and so, when I think of these sacraments, I think of stories, of people of faith who have walked with God in that kind of trust and commitment, who have come to this community and other communities in that time and nurtured by these sacraments. Just shy of 60 years old and about 6'2", new elder Bernice was striking in her bright yellow suit that morning that we were to celebrate communion, and she was the first time for her to be an elder serving communion. It was also the morning that she was commissioned as a new Stephen ministry leader at the beginning of that ministry's program. And the air was pregnant with possibility. I think you'd have to see it with this bright yellow suit on a 6'2" woman. It would be just a few weeks before we learned that she had cancer. And it had spread to her bones already, discovered and revealed as she underwent a shoulder surgery for what they thought was bursitis on the day of her 60th birthday. The news out of the surgery was so different from any that I had ever sat to hear with a family as I waited with her husband. But one of the things that I remember most vividly is the awe and the joy at the same time at which Bernice loved to serve and receive communion, leading up to that time when she was a new elder and in her dedication at being at Communion Sundays in those few months she had before she died. Bernice told people not to grieve with her, but to bring joy into her life in these final days of her life. In fact, she received a card that she urged me to read at her funeral, which said, Some people are surprised that roses have thorns. I'm surprised that thorns have roses. There was power in that sacrament to strengthen and to keep her and to help her keep her focused on the best that she could claim from life, to enliven her for the journey ahead. And the sacrament of communion became almost visible in the energy that it gave her in those weeks, gathered with community and reminded of God's faithfulness in life. And when she could no longer drive herself those 15 miles to church on a Sunday morning, her unchurched husband, who claimed to be an atheist, a science teacher in the local high school, and very distressed by this turn of their lives, began for the first time to accompany her to worship. And somehow, through that mystery of the sacrament, that time of seeing this power in her life, the witness of Scripture and the community of faith in care for her, gradually he too came to believe and to study, to confess faith in Christ into a full life of faith and trust in the Lord, which strengthened Bernice to the day she died and strengthens Mike still to this day. Communion with Christ in the simple elements of the bread and the cup, with no distinctions between us as we come to the table from so many different journeys and experiences. All of us in need of God's grace, God's forgiveness, and God's enlivening power. This is, in fact, a hallmark of the importance of communion, that we are one with God and one another in this sacrament, that we are all equal in the eyes of Christ, neither Jew or Greek or slave or free or male or female, all one and all invited to this table. Communion calls us to turn to God honestly and humbly, confessing our sin and reaching for this new life, which is ours in this great gift, through God's grace alone. We celebrate, too, this morning, the sacrament of baptism. Mark Labberton says that baptism is the sacrament of right naming, of being named by the love of God in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, named by grace for new life. Over the years in this sanctuary here, there have been many baptisms of many kinds and many journeys of people over time. One of the great things about being Presbyterian is that there is no one way to be welcomed into the community of faith through baptism. At the point at which we are ready, that may happen, at whatever stage they or their parents encounter and commit to Christ. So each time we come to the font of this sanctuary, I remember the baptisms which have come before. And I recall the memories of them as I look out into the sanctuary today, many of you who I've had the privilege to help baptize, over 40 in the last 10 years in this congregation. I remember that month of September when we celebrated all kinds of baptisms every Sunday that month in September. I remember and look back on the very first baptism that I participated here in this congregation and know that it was Medusa who was baptized when she came through the confirmation class 10 years ago, almost 10 years ago now. I remember children nurtured in our church school watching baptism on Sunday mornings when we did baptism in where the children's message happened, learning about it in their church school program and going home and initiating conversations with their parents about, or to tell them that it was time they got baptized, and those baptisms in this place. And I remember over so many years the joy of infants born in this community and parents discerning when would be the right time to celebrate that with this community of faith without undue haste or undue delay. I love that phrase in our Presbyterian tradition. In a time of joy in celebrating that commitment, of discerning that commitment to continue to learn and to grow with our children. And at each point of the baptism, our congregation is strengthened to remember our own baptisms and calls in Christ with an ongoing resolve to commit to nurture in the faith those who are coming here to receive this sacrament. Neither of these sacraments are our own doing. They are a gift from God, strengthened by our fellowship and with one another in community, in care and in love, and in challenge to live into this great call to follow Christ. The sacraments of our church, baptism and communion, are gifts from God, instituted by Jesus for our instruction and our well-being as we seek to walk with him. They ground us in the sign and seal of the grace of our Lord. And so, as we join in both these sacraments this day, may it be so for you in the mystery of this time, in our commitment to live and to walk as Christ calls us to live and walk. Amen. And so we come to a point of baptism. Soon, the joy of the session's approval to baptize Sebastian here in this morning, that Stacy and Sebastian and Pastor Medhat will share together as family with us in this time, and they are making their way from upstairs. Here we go. Here we come. Come on up. Hear the words of our Lord Jesus Christ. All authority on heaven and on earth have been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey and observe all that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always to the close of the age. Obeying the word of our Lord Jesus and sure of his presence with us this day, we baptize those whom he has called to be his own. In Jesus Christ, God has promised to forgive our sins and has joined us together in the family of faith, which is his church. He has delivered us from darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son. In Jesus Christ, God has promised to be our Father and to welcome us as brothers and sisters of Christ. Know that the promises of God are for you. By water and the Holy Spirit, we are made members of the church, the body of Christ, and joined in Christ's ministry of love, peace, and justice. Let us remember this day with joy all of our baptisms as we celebrate this sacrament.
On behalf of the session, I present Sebastian Mafuz Joachim, son of Medhat and Stacy Joachim, to receive the sacrament of baptism.
Medhat and Stacy, in presenting Sebastian for baptism, you announce your own faith in Jesus Christ and show that you want him to study Jesus, know him, love him, and serve him as chosen disciples. Show your purpose by answering these questions. Do you believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Do you trust in him? Do you intend Sebastian to be his disciple, to obey his word, and to show his love? Will you come to me?
And this question is addressed to the congregation. Our Lord Jesus Christ ordered us to teach those who are baptized. Do you, the people of the church, promise to tell this new disciple the good news of the gospel and to help him know all that Christ commands, and by your fellowship to strengthen his family ties with the household of God? If so, say we do.
Let us pray. God of grace, we thank you for your faithfulness promised in this sacrament and for the hope we have in your Son, Jesus. As we baptize with water, baptize with your Holy Spirit, so that what we say may be your word, and what we do may be your work. By your power, may we be made one with Christ our Lord in common faith and purpose. Stacy and Medhat, what is your child's name? You want to stand up here? Sebastian Mahfouz Joachim. Let's look at this water. Sebastian Mahfouz Joachim, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Sebastian, I'm going to say it in Arabic for you, okay? هذه الكلمات التي قالها الرب يسوع عندما أمرنا أن نعمد بعضنا البعض. أعمدك باسم الآب والاب والروح القدس الاله الواحد امين.
Sebastian, you are now received into the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. See what God has done to you, that you may be called a child of God, and so you are. Amen. Can we go visit people? All right. He is. What did I say about all kinds of baptisms around here? We have covenanted with this family in this time that they have answered the call to be in our interim pastor during this time, to nurture this little one and the one who is coming soon, to be their teachers in faith, and to encourage these parents as they learn how to be pastors' families with these children. Many of you remember my children at this age. And we are joyfully thrilled to be part of your family of faith experience in this baptism. Let us pray. Gracious God, we give thanks that you have called us to be your own in baptism, that you strengthen us as families of faith in your word and through the mystery of this sacrament. Guide this family as they are bonded together in fellowship with you, that they might live into this call to discipleship this day and always. Amen. Congratulations and welcome into this family of faith. Friends, this is the feast of our Lord Jesus Christ. People will come from north and south and east and west to sit at table with the Lord our God. Jesus himself calls us to this table. It is not a Presbyterian table, but it is a table open to all who seek to sincerely follow Christ. Our Lord met with his disciples in that upper room in that last week of his life, and gave to us the promise of his continuing presence with us as we eat this bread and drink this cup.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is good to give our drinks and praise.
Let us pray. Holy God, we praise you from your Son, Jesus, who shared our weakness and was tempted in every way as we are. He came to us that we need all people might be saved and set us free to live in your Spirit. And now give us your Spirit in the breaking of the bread and the sharing of the cup, so that by your power we may be drawn together and made one with Jesus Christ, who is the way and the truth and the life. Take these common elements, that they might be set aside for your holy and Spirit-filled purpose and the coming to this table. In Christ and through Christ we pray. Amen. Remembering the Lord Jesus Christ, we break bread and share one cup, announcing his death for the sins of the world, and telling his resurrection to all people and nations. The Lord Jesus Christ, on the night of his arrest, took a bread, and after giving thanks to God, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this remembering of me." Thank you. he can eat the bread of life broken for you.
In the same way, he took the cup after they had eaten and said, "This cup is the new covenant sealed in my blood. As often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he shall come." The cup of new life for all.
Let us pray together. We give you
thanks, great God, that you have called us to be your own, baptized in your spirit, empowered by your body, called forth to be your disciples. Send us forth to bring your love and grace into the world, in our homes and in our communities, that you may be made known in all times and places. For this feast empowering, we thank you, Lord. Amen. Hear the words of the prophet Isaiah. They who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall rise up on wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Strengthened by the witness, the promise, and the presence of these sacraments, let us go forth and walk with God through all of life. Amen.
Good to see you.
Good job.
Yeah, thank you.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Good to see you. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that. Thank you. Have you? Hey, Nick. I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Thank you. Hey, thank you, Irene. Thank you. Yeah. Hopefully, we'll do this with you. Yeah. Thank you. He's almost 20 months. Thank you. Appreciate it.